So today, I would like to share with you one inspiring story from Dhammapada 374. This story is about Katiyani, one female devotee, which is foremost in faith. So she was born in Avanti and was born in very, very rich family. And she has a good friend called Kali. And Kali's son is Arahan. So Kali's son is Arahan. One day, this Arahan want to go Savatthi and see Buddha because after attain Arahan, he has not yet met with the Buddha. So he went to Avanti, he went to Savatthi and pay respect to the Buddha. So on the way come back home, then he went to his mother's house for Pindapata. So his mother was so happy, and his mother built a big hall for him to give a public talk. So she built a very big hall, and she planned to have a big Dhamma talk, public Dhamma talk for all citizens in the town. Okay. So when Katiyani know this, and she was so happy, and she was invited to go and attend the talk. So before the talk start, and there is a group of robbers who already plan to steal, to rob all the property of Katiyani. So when the robber know that most citizens will go to attend the talk, then they know now it was the chance for the robber to steal all the property of the Katiyani. So when the talk start, the head of the robber try his way out to stand behind or to sit behind Katiyani's, so that when Katiyani know something happened, so if she happen to go back, then she say on the way he will kill Katiyani. And the remaining robber will go to Katiyani's house and rob all the property. So when the talk start, and the group of robbers start to go in, they dig a channel under the ground because Katiyani's house has very good alarm system. So therefore, they have to dig underground. So they dig underground and enter into Katiyani's house. Then, at that time, Katiyani told her attendant to go back home to take some oil lamp because she want to decorate and offer the oil lamp to, for this special event. So she asked her female attendant to go back home. So happened when the female attendant go back home, she start to discover that many robber has entered into her house and near the store who keep all the copper. There are three layers of store. One is to keep copper, one is to keep silver, another one is to keep gold. So she was so frightened, so she quickly ran back and informed Katiyani. Katiyani said, keep quiet. Let the robber take what they want. Don't disturb me. I'm absorbed. I'm absorbing in listening to Dhamma talk. Is that inspiring woman, right? And the head of the robber already planned. If Katiyani come back to her house on the way, he want to kill her. And then the female attendant was very frightened. He said that, how can my master behave like that? So she still feel very uncertain. So she went back home again to check. And the robber has reached the second store. It's going to take away all the silver. So she ran back to the master again and told the master, the robber was going to take away all the silver. And the master told her again, shut up. I already told you, let the robber talk what they want. Don't disturb me. Okay, for the second time. And for the third time, the female go back home and see the robber had reached the gold storage. So she ran back again and tell the female master. The master said that, this is the third time. I I have already warned you. I have already told you. Let the robber talk what they take, what they want. Don't disturb me. I want to concentrate on the Dharma talk. Now, it has been 3 times. If you come and tell me the 4th time, I'm going to punish you. So the robber behind the Katayani was very shocked. Because for the 3 times, she saw this woman, full of virtues. Don't care the property being stolen. She doesn't care at all. And such a devoted woman, full of faith, full of wisdom, he feel very sorry about his own action. And he told himself, if I did not go and ask forgiveness from her, I'm going to hell. I was born in hell. So it's better I go and ask forgiveness from her. So then she approached the lady after the talk. The talk was carried on until the whole night. So after the talk, before the talk finished, the head of the robber quickly went back to stop all the robbery. Don't steal, return all the property. Return all the property and came back to the master. So all the robber came back, and after the talk, Katayani already attained Sotapan. So now, you see, there's an option. For her, if she want to protect her mundane property, she's not going to become Arya. She's not going to become Sotapan because her talk was interrupted, right? But because she feel that the noble treasure, noble treasure is more important. The super mundane jewel is more important than the mundane treasure. Therefore, she decided to give away all the property, but focus the mind on the Dhamma. And once she becomes Sotapan, she has abundant blessing. For example, her 4 woeful states has closed completely for her. Right? And the longest life she has to go on is only 7 lives. If she try again this life, she can become Anagami, because she's a female. Can become Anagami, even Arahan. And she is destined to attain Nibbana, enlightenment as Arahan. Then she has unshakable faith, because when you become Sotapan, you destroy 3 defilements. One is called Sakkaya Ditthi. She will not regard the 5 aggregate mind and body as a permanent self anymore. Again, secondly, she has unshakable faith in Triple Gem. This is a treasure. It's a jewel. But she has let go all the rights and riches, except walking the noble equal path. She doesn't trust any rights and riches that leads to Nibbana. So she has these 3 jewels. And also she has, all the Sotapan has unbroken virtue. I mean, her virtue is matchless. She will not break the 5 precepts. And she has, all the Sotapan are very generous. After you become Sotapan, you just give. Very generous person. And she has also Hiri Otapa, shame and fame. And she has wisdom. So all this jewel or treasure is much more important than her gold, than her silver, than her copper. That's why she is foremost in faith. In order to get supramundane Dhamma, she let go. She is ready to let go of all her property. So this is called option for people to choose. Some may choose to protect their mundane property, but some, like her, people like her, choose to listen to Dhamma. Okay. So the head of the robber was very touched by her behavior, so they all came to her and asked for forgiveness. Then Katayani said, I forgive you, no problem. And all the robbers say, we want to become monk, being impressed by the talk and being impressed by your virtues. So we want to become monk. So the Katiyani brought all the robber to go and see this bhikkhuni, to see this bhikkhu, Arahant bhikkhu. And Arahant bhikkhu agreed to ordain all to become monk. And Katiyani said, I will be your four requisites supporter. You know, to support monk, we have four requisites, right? We call dayaka, huh? Ropes, food, medicine, and dwelling. So I will be, say that I will be your dayakama, huh? The female supporter for all your needs about these four things. So then after that, they learned the meditation subject and went back to the forest. And this thing, incident was known by Buddha. So Buddha also checked their progress. So one day, Buddha using psychic power appear in front of them and teach them the Dharma, ask them to cultivate mindfulness and always keep the mind on the five aggregate. Always keep the mind on the mind and body and see whatever arising and passing away from the mind and body. And this is called when the practitioner can see whatever arise and passing away in the mind and body, this is called seeing things as they really are, right? When you can see things as they really are, then you are destined to attain Nibbana. So after Buddha's Dhamma talk, then all robbers, previously are robbers, now are virtuous bhikkhu, all become Arahant. So you can see a female's impeccable behavior has touched all the robber and made them become Arahant. Therefore, this Katiyani was declared by the Buddha as foremost in faith. Hopefully, you also can behave like her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.